In Afghanistan, women will play a major role in tomorrow's election. It's the country's first democratic presidential election, and the first time in more than 30 years that women will be able to vote. And as Rachel Martin reports from Kabul, Afghan women are embracing democracy.
44-year-old Nasima Ansari and her neighbors have lived together in the same complex of houses in northwest Kabul for over 20 years. In the evenings, the women gather in Ansari's small two-room cement house for a daily dose of tea and conversation. They talk about the stuff of daily life, laundry, cooking, and local gossip. But on this day, their conversation takes an unexpected turn towards the upcoming election. Ansari, a mother of six, proudly displays her voter registration card. She laughs at the picture of herself on the card that she says makes her look like a poor woman from the provinces. Saturday will mark the first time that any of these six women has voted, let alone in a democratic presidential race. Interim leader Hamid Karzai is the favorite among the group, but when asked why she's voting for him, Ansari says she doesn't have much choice because her husband has already made the decision.
Our heart is the same, so when he decides who to vote for, I have to vote the same way. Afghan women have to obey their husbands. When they say something, the woman has to follow that.
The past 3 years since the fall of the Taliban have seen many positive changes for Afghan women. More than a million girls are back in school, many women have gone back to work, and the government has approved a new constitution that guarantees women equal rights. Many Afghan women say they're satisfied with the way things are now. 21-year-old Samira Lumdod is a student at Kabul University studying English literature.
I'm okay now. I can go. I can do anything I want. I can go anywhere I want. I can study. And I can choose anything is right for me.
But according to human rights experts, Lumdod has more choices than most women here. A recent report by the New York-based Human Rights Watch says that while the outright oppression of the Taliban is gone, women in Afghanistan still face many of the same problems they were dealing with 20 years ago, like poor access to health care, domestic abuse, and a culturally ingrained status as second-class citizens. Jamila Omar is the editor of a monthly women's newspaper called Rai Now, which means a new way. She says after 5 years of Taliban repression, Afghan women have lowered their expectations and have settled too easily.
See, a prisoner that he just take out from prison, he or she be very happy. And women in Afghanistan was like that. And when they got just the education facilities, it is good for them. And they feel that it's their rights that they got after many years. But it's not enough for us.
Flipping through the pages of the latest edition of her newspaper, Omar points to an article about a town in Logar province, just south of Kabul. Taliban followers there recently passed out leaflets threatening to kill any woman who steps outside her home. Omar says more and more stories like this one are coming into her office from around the country as the election nears. Although the United Nations says more than 40% of registered voters are women, whether or not women turn up at the polls is a different story. According to recent reports, almost 90% of Afghans say women will need permission from their husbands to vote, and women's rights activists around the country continue to be threatened by regional warlords. Jamila Omar says the presidential candidates in Afghanistan are trying to paint a different picture.
A lot of them just want to use the women's rights word for their campaign. Because they are feeling that the words of democracy, freedom of speech, women rights, in its good way to attract the international society to them. But at the future, we will find that really they want to support women rights in Afghanistan or not.
Omar says Afghan women don't need more rhetoric or paper laws. She says real equality will take years to achieve, and the first step is getting Afghans and the international community to understand that women's rights in Afghanistan are about much more than casting off the burqa. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Martin in Kabul.